Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Animals are known for acting a little crazy sometimes. It's why we love them, right? But what if I told you that you could instantly calm your cat down with a simple pinch in the right place? Or even that scary sharks can be made docile and harmless in mere seconds? Well, get ready to be amazed because we're about to check out some surprising things that hypnotize all kinds of animals. Everyone's always asking why the chicken crossed the road, but how do you stop it from crossing the road in the first place? Well, you draw a line in front of its beak, obviously. By holding a chicken down by the head and drawing a straight line in front of it, you can get any chicken to completely freeze for up to half an hour. It's not magic. Researchers call the phenomenon tonic immobility, and it's apparently a fear response to being restrained. Essentially, when you grab a chicken like that, it innately senses that it's in danger. So it seizes up and fakes its own death. This sounds like a pretty terrible defense mechanism, but it actually makes sense. If a predator thinks its prey is dead, it's more likely to relax its concentration, giving the hen an opportunity to break free of its paralysis and escape. Okay, but what's the line got to do with it? Well, it turns out, not a lot. The technique actually dates way back to the 1600s when Italian monk Athanasius Kircher first started the strange practice as an experiment. Kircher would tie hens' feet together and lay them on the ground. After a short struggle, they'd stop moving. Then Kircher would untie the hens and draw the chalk line. Still, the hens wouldn't move or even attempt to do so. Therefore, Kircher believed that the hens thought the line was the string, still bound to their feet, and accepted their fate. Since then, scientists have proven this to be untrue, and thus also proven that the line does absolutely nothing. Though you've got to admit, it does give the whole trick a certain dramatic flair, which is no doubt why people still do it today. What a bunch of drama queens. Some animals are cute as hell, others are less so. And I'd put emus firmly in that latter category. In fact, they're absolutely terrifying. But if you ever come across a mob of the winged beasties, don't worry. One simple trick and you'll have rendered them docile and curious rather than aggressive. And no, using a pocket watch like you see in the movies doesn't work. Instead, simply lie back on your shoulders and pedal your legs like you're riding an imaginary bicycle. I'm not joking, you can find footage of that online. Bizarrely, this very specific set of actions will trigger emus to become overwhelmingly fascinated with you. So much so, they won't be able to resist coming over to check out what's going on. Naturally, they're very curious animals, so if they see anything out of the ordinary, they're compelled to investigate. And what's more out of the ordinary than a person lying on the ground acting like they're riding an upside-down bicycle? We're not sure why this exact technique was settled on, but supposedly it's an old Aboriginal trick used to lure in emus and catch them. The lanky birds can run up to a startling 30 miles per hour, so Aboriginals had to get creative about ensnaring them. I guess curiosity killed the emu, but curiosity is significantly healthier for us humans. So go ahead and follow my podcast if you haven't already. That way, I'll be able to satiate your thirst for knowledge no matter what you're curious about. All done? Okay, where were we? You might be familiar with Futurama's Hypno Toad, but I bet you never thought it had any basis in reality. Well, it does, sorta anyway. Unlike Hypno Toad, real toads can't hypnotize people, but they can be hypnotized. And you can do it with the very device you're holding in your hands. Just bring up a video of a spiral, whack it in front of them, and there you have it. One hypnotized toadie. Or if you've got more than one phone to hand, you can really trip them out, as shown in many TikTok virals. Oh, the joys of TikTok. Spinning spirals are a common trope of hypnotism, but there's no real evidence to suggest they should work on anything. So we're not sure why they work so well on toads. Perhaps they're stunned into submission by the sensory overload. I mean, if I was suddenly surrounded by huge, bright spinning spirals, I'd probably be a little off whack too. Or maybe they just find it too riveting to look away. I don't know about you, but I'm petrified of snakes, which is why you'd never catch me trying my hand at snake charming. Snake charmers play a special reed instrument called a punji, which they use to entrance their serpents. Or at least it looks like they're entrancing them. When the snake sees the punji, it perceives it as a threat and responds to it as if it's a predator by rising up in a defensive pose. As the snake charmer moves the punji from side to side, the snake matches this movement in case the punji attacks. But the snake won't attack first because snake charmers always use cobras, which are naturally very non-aggressive. As for the music, get this, the cobras can't even hear it. They don't have external ears, so the most they can pick up are low-frequency rumbles. The tune is just for dramatic effect. They're not exactly getting hypnotized then, but I still think it counts. I mean, the snakes can't help but respond to the punji. Even if it's not quite hypnotism, though, it's definitely hypnotism. If the idea of getting up close and personal with a cobra freaks you out, it's about to get a whole lot freakier. Remember how the chicken from earlier was put into a state of tonic immobility? Well, sharks can be put into this state too. However, not with the same technique. You've actually got to turn them upside down. With a hell of a lot of skill, it's possible to flip a shark over and in doing so, paralyze it. Turning one upside down is thought to trigger the same fear response chickens have when you hold them down, forcing it to enter the trance-like state known as tonic immobility. The muscles of the shark relax and its breathing becomes slow, deep, and rhythmic. Then it'll zone out for several minutes, as if sleeping. And there you have it. One of the biggest predators of the sea, reduced to a floating seafood stick in seconds. Why such a formidable creature would have an innate fear response that renders it completely vulnerable isn't entirely known, though. For this reason, some scientists disagree with the theory entirely, and instead reckon it's something to do with their mating rituals. Whatever the reason, researchers practice the technique frequently when studying the big fish. It only works with specific species of shark, though, like reef sharks. So don't get any ideas if you ever cross paths with a great white. If that happens, well, at least the shark will be getting a good dinner. So far, we've only explored animals being subjected to hypnotism, but one creature can actually perform it too. Cuttlefish are freaky-looking mollusks, and their skin is made from millions of specialized cells called chromatophores, which allow them to change color at will. This extraordinary power is brilliant for camouflage, but they use it for a lot more than just that. When cuttlefish hunt, they transform their whole bodies into bright, pulsating light shows. This hypnotic display grabs the attention of any shrimp, crab, or small fish that's around, and lures them closer to the cuttlefish. Then, it's time to strike. In a split second, the cuttlefish shoots its tentacles forward, grabs hold of its hypnotized prey, and pulls them in for the kill. Jeez. Once that light show's got you, you can't scuttle from the cuddle. Now, I'll admit it, cat videos are my guilty pleasure. And if they're yours too, you'll know the freaky felines can't resist playing with a fidget spinner. The little spinning toys are so hypnotic, they can keep cats transfixed for hours. But have you ever wondered why your feline friends get so obsessed with them? Well, it's all about their strong hunting instincts. Cats think the toys could be mice or other small creatures, so they give them a good poke to investigate. When a fidget spinner doesn't squeal and scamper away, though, you'd imagine the cat would quickly lose interest in it. But nope. they remain mysteriously mesmerized even despite knowing it's not food. Perhaps that innate drive to hunt is so strong that it overrides any sense of logic. I mean, sure, they're kind of satisfying, but hours of playing with one? If I knew a human that obsessed with them, I'd be pretty spun out by it. Did you know you can hypnotize a lobster into doing a headstand? No, I'm not joking. And at this point, you shouldn't really be surprised. All you need to do is flip it over, using its claws for support, and stroke its back a few times. As if by magic, the lobster will be rendered completely motionless. Okay, but why would anyone want to do this? Well, chefs use the technique to keep the clawed crustaceans still before, well, cooking them alive. That's tragic. Despite how common the practice is, though, very little research has been done into how it actually works. Stroking it might relax the lobster in a similar way to a dog, so it drops its guard and allows you to turn it upside down. Once upside down, some people reckon the blood rushing to its head causes it to pass out, the same as humans if we're upside down for too long. Others believe the immobilization is a last-ditch defense mechanism to trick predators into thinking it's dead. Little do the poor critters know they're just making their own demise even easier. Man, what a clawful way to go.
The holidays sneak up faster than a ninja in slippers. But don't worry, it's not too early to have fun with your shopping. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and fun with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is packed with unique, high-quality products you'll want to tell your friends about. Many are handmade by independent artists and small businesses, but they tend to sell out quick. So shop now before they're gone. I found a personalized star map on their site that shows the night sky from any date. It's like gifting a piece of the universe. So cool. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from quirky gifts for your uncle to foodie finds for your bestie. Plus, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice with each order. They've donated over $3 million so far. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/beamazed. That's uncommongoods.com/beamazed for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you've got a cat, you'll know that as lovable as they can also be pretty darn feisty, especially if you need to pick them up. But just wait until you hear this. There's actually a super effective method you can use to instantly calm any cat down, no matter how riled up they are. Just grab a bulldog clip or clothing peg, clip it onto the scruff of your cat's neck, and you will be surprised by what happens. Instant calm. And all you have to do to lift the spell is unclip the peg again. Pretty crazy. But why does it work? Well, it's all down to instinct. You see, when you clip a cat's scruff, the cat gets the exact same feeling of calm and protection that it did when carried by its mother. This innate soothing effect is so strong that even without the mother actually present, cats will succumb to it almost immediately. Not that it only works on kittens, it has the same effect on many adult cats as well. So, next time you need to clip your kitty's nails, give it a go. It's a pretty pawsome hack. Now, it's pretty rare to meet a human that doesn't like music. We don't really think of animals enjoying it, though, but some really do, to the point it has such a dramatic effect on them, it's like hypnosis. And cows are one of the animals most affected by a banging tune. It turns out, just like us, cows find music calming and relaxing. So much so that it has a sedating, hypnotic effect on them, and they have musical taste, too. Classical and jazz music has been proven to relax them, whereas more upbeat music can stress them out. So Beethoven is great for cows, but Skrillex, not so much. What's more, relaxed cows with low stress levels produce more milk, so farmers have good reason to put on gigs for them. Who's ready for Milk Fest? Next up, I fainted once when I took my socks off after a long summer's day. Man, the stench! For a certain breed of goat, though, fainting is a much worse problem because it can be triggered by anyone without fail. All you have to do is give the goat a good scare, and it'll seize up and fall over every time. Goats with the fainting trait are called myotonic goats, and the dramatic reaction is a result of a rare genetic disorder called myotonia congenita. They're not actually fainting, their skeletal muscles are tightening in response to a shock, which causes them to fall over. Usually they're awake throughout, so it's just like they're being hypnotized. They can't help but fall over, even though they're fully conscious. Luckily, it doesn't hurt them, and they'll bounce right back up again once the stiffness goes away. Now, let's return to cats. If you want to try a bit of feline mind control but don't have any clips to hand, never fear. Just grab some tape, mark out a shape on the floor, and wait. Your curious kitty is pretty much guaranteed to walk over to it and sit in the middle. And this technique kicked up quite a fuss on social media. If you're wondering why on earth this works, apparently, it's all to do with making the cat feel safe and secure. You might have noticed they love tucking themselves into tight spaces. That's because it gives them a strong sense of security. Oddly enough, though, they don't differentiate a two-dimensional shape on the floor from something like a cardboard box. So they'll feel just as compelled to go and sit in it, even though they're really no safer than they would be out in the open. It's like hacking into their brains or something. Therefore, if you want your cat to hang out in a specific room rather than jump all over your furniture, you know what to do. Everyone's seen a magician pull a rabbit out of a hat, but that's just a cheap trick. Something far more impressive is putting a rabbit into a legitimate trance, and it's surprisingly easy. Just place one on its back in the crook of your arm, raise its rump above its head, and give it a stroke. It'll close its eyes and become immobilized in no time at all. This is another case of tonic immobility. Rabbits are innately hardwired to think they're being targeted by a predator if they're flipped over. So, like other animals we've explored, as a last resort, they go into this state in the hope the predator will let their guard down and drop them. In days gone by, magicians would perform this trick as part of their act. Nowadays, though, we know it's actually very cruel. Despite their relaxed outer appearance, rabbits are put under a lot of stress when immobilized like that. Their heart rate can rise to a dangerous level and even be fatal. So if you've got a bouncy fluffer of your own, please don't do this to them, or it'll be anything but a happy bunny. Fortunately, not every animal prone to tonic immobility hates it so much. Like rabbits, if a lizard is placed on its back, it'll assume it's under threat and fake its own death. Unlike rabbits, though, lizards don't freak out when this happens, so you can pull off a bit of reptilian hypnosis without any accompanying guilt. Sometimes a song is so good it can feel hypnotic. In fact, it's well known that music has powerful effects on the human brain, and recent studies show that some birds can be heavily influenced by a funky beat, too. All you need to do is stick on a groovy tune and watch, they can't help but bob along. The bopping birds just can't resist the music. One particularly musical cockatoo called Snowball became famous back in 2007 when he was found to both headbang and stomp his feet to the rhythm. He's got better moves than me. Scientists studying the cockatoo discovered that the bird's love of big beats was related to its ability to mimic sounds. Animals that can do this, like parrots, are more inclined to get down. Other animals, like cats and dogs, have no ability to mimic sounds they hear, so lack the right brain circuitry to bop to the beat. That makes sense, if you think about it. Music and rhythm are heavily intertwined, so if you can't mimic the music itself, you're gonna have a hard time mimicking the rhythm. The weird thing is just how much a tune seems to entrance the birds. It's like they have no choice but to shake those feathers. Next up, despite looking a lot cuter than the Terminator, weasels are just as efficient at being ruthless killing machines. So it's no surprise that they've got it down to a rather hypnotic art. Before the fierce furballs strike their prey, they begin darting about, twisting, and jumping in an erratic performance dubbed the Weasel War Dance. The theory is this wildly wacky show is an attempt to confuse and hypnotize their prey. Instead of running away, the victim is stunned by the dance and watches it, transfixed. And by this point, it's already game over. The weasel corners and grabs its prey, wraps its muscular body around the animal to restrain it, and then delivers a deadly bite to the back of its neck. Ouch! There's no way you'd be weaseling your way out of that one. When you're lying all comfy in bed at night, there's nothing worse than realizing one of the lights is on and having to get up to turn it off. But if you have a laser pointer and a pet cat, then that problem is a thing of the past. You can just direct the laser towards the light switch, and the cat will do the job for you. Genius! And it works so well because cats get absolutely obsessed with those red dots, like they're, you guessed it, completely hypnotized. So if you get your hands on a laser pointer, you can make them go pretty much wherever you like. Essentially, cats' hunting instincts mean their brains are wired to follow anything that's fast-moving because their prey tends to scurry about. Therefore, when they see the zipping red light, they're compelled to give chase. But if you try this, just be careful where you point that laser, or you could end up with a catastrophe on your hands. Now, lastly, let's talk about trout tickling. Fish are notoriously slippery suckers, which is why it's hard enough to catch them with a rod, never mind with your bare hands. But there's a hypnotic secret that makes plucking trout out of the water surprisingly easy. If you can get close enough to the fish without scaring it off, quickly bend down and rub its underbelly with your fingers, as though giving it a tickle. Despite sounding practically impossible, it can be done. And if it's done properly, the tickled trout will slip into a dazed trance for a couple of seconds, making it just about possible for you to snatch it out of the water. Trout tickling isn't some newfangled YouTube trend either. It's been practiced for centuries, and even comes up in a Shakespeare play. Apparently, they love the sensation, which is why they stop moving long enough for you to be able to pick them up. It all sounds a bit fishy to me, but I can't deny it works. Anyway, that's just about all we have time for today, folks. Which one of those hypnotic acts did you find the most mesmerizing? I wouldn't recommend trying the shark trick, though. I need you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.